welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord you're able to join me for the broadcast today. I'd like to continue on with a subject about the dynamics of the spiritual dynamics of rulership, that we have a divine destiny as kings and priests, not only in this life, but in the life to come. And God wants us to learn some basic principles from the Word of God on how we can be prepared for that. And temperance is one of the fruit of the Spirit. That's what we've been talking about. And it's very important to understand that this enables us, if we can master temperance in our own lives, that will prepare us and equip us to do or to have rulership in a much broader scheme and scope of things. Proverbs 16:32 says, "He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh a city." And as I brought yesterday's broadcast to a close, I shared I was going to look at some scripture with you today that we can learn from this passage of scripture, an example of temperance, if you will. And that is found in 1 Corinthians, the 9th chapter. And I would like to start reading at verse 24. This is Paul speaking to the Corinthians. "Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth a prize? So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we and incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body, and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway." He's sharing from his own experience, beloved, what he needed to do as the great Apostle Paul in his own personal walk. Now, Paul is making a reference about running the race. There were Greek races that the people of his day were very familiar with, and they were held in a Greek stadium, which was 606 3/4 feet long. Paul says that they were to strive for the mastery for a prize, that in order for them to win that prize in the natural, they had to be tempered in all things. Horace the Greek tells us that there was a self-control that was required to win. The runner, listen to this, would run, was going to be in the races, they were required to have 10 months of intensive training. He had to run in all kinds of weather every day. In addition, there were daily gym training sessions. He rose early and went to bed early. We're just talking about the Greek games now. He abstained from sweets, from cold water, from wine, and sexual contact. And if he won, he would receive a crown of oak leaves mixed with ivy, parsley, myrtle, olive, violets, and roses. In one day, the warm climate of the Middle East would fade such a crown. But Paul is making it clear to you and I that if we want to receive that incorruptible crown, bodily desires and the passions of the sinful nature must be denied. And that's not such an impossible thing. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, we can do that. We're called to run a race that will give us a crown for eternity. Isn't that wonderful to think about? Verse 27 tells us, as Paul, that we have to keep our body under, lest we should become a castaway. Now, that word castaway means disqualified. So Paul was not afraid of losing his salvation, but he was afraid of losing his crown or his reward. Praise God. So that's an example of temperance from Scripture, a vivid one from the times in which he lived, and ones in which, of course, we can relate to. I mean, the Olympic Games are still continued today, and we know that all the competitors, regardless of what field of endeavor or sport they might excel in, that there's a very strict training and preparation for any Olympic athlete. And so if that's true in the natural world, it's also true in the spiritual. Temperance, or basically another way to say temperance, is just a mastery of self that prepares us for kingdom rulership. And basically, what does that mean? We're not to be in bondage to anything. That's what Paul said. He was free. He had liberty for all things, but he would not be under the authority of anything outside of the Lord Jesus Christ. One of Jesus' clearest teachings of the millennial age is that his people, you and I, will rule and reign with him. Now, we may not understand all the details and specifics of that, but that's all right. It's enough that he's told us that this is his plan for us. He gives us many examples in the scripture. For example, his parable of the talents and the pounds. They all have to do with self-mastery and rulership. And if they were, whoever the servant was, that was faithful and diligent in rulership and in self-mastery, which that, of course, implies, they were granted and increased and given more responsibility because of the proper priorities that they had. That displays the basic innate nature in each one of us for selfishness. Not only that, they had vision. And that's what's required in temperance. You know, it's hard. In our flesh nature, we want what we want when we want it, and we want it now. Isn't that right? But if we're desiring to be moderate and temperate, we understand a time is coming when we'll have perfect satisfaction and fulfillment of anything our heart could desire, and we're willing to lay aside or to deny for the present or discipline ourselves for the present so we can enjoy future joys. So that requires vision. Notice in the parable that Jesus gave, both the pounds and the talents were used for the master, and the reward was hidden until the discipline was administered by the servants. And how wonderful to think that works done without selfishness will remain. All the works that are wood, hay, and stubble, they're going to be burned up. But praise God, those that are done with the right spirit, those that are done in the character of Jesus, those that are done to glorify God and to bring blessing to others, these are the kind of works that are going to remain. So, and not only is there future benefit, if you will, it's preparing us for rulership. It's certainly essential for leadership. We've looked at that. That's important. And also, temperance or self-discipline is a fruit of the Spirit that will make our life sweet and abundant. And the natural man would think the reverse is true. But in our continuing daily walk with the Lord, self-control is essential. That's something we don't hear a lot about today. And there's a strange but a blessed paradox here. As we give our lives totally over to the Lord to be controlled by His Spirit, He gives us back our lives. He basically hands us back our lives filled with self-control or temperance. And so then life becomes joyous instead of wretched and unhappy when we're left to our own devices. Beloved, there is a Sabbath rest unto the people of God. God wants us by faith to enter into that rest. And you may know from personal experience, from your own life, and if not, I'm sure you know others, although I'm sure this relates every one of us. If Paul had to deal with his body to keep it under, beloved, there's not one of us that are any better. We all struggle with this. But we also can relate and understand to the misery and the sorrow and the unhappiness that comes as a result of resisting the Holy Spirit and allowing Him to bring self-control into our lives. I mean, I have a ministry of correspondence, and I invite folks to write and share their prayer needs, and I know there are many that have struggled for a long time with particular issues, and beloved, I know that I can tell by the letter, they're not happy, they're struggling. And so, beloved, God, by His Spirit, continues to deal with us that we can get control of anything that would put us into bondage. God has given us richly all things to enjoy. But Paul said he would not be in bondage to anything. This is the Christian life where there's freedom, there's liberty, there's joy. He's given us richly all things that pertain to life and godliness. He wants us to enjoy our life, to be filled with His joy, but that only comes with the fruit of the Spirit, with self-control and temperance. Praise God. So temperance involves, beloved, both the internal as well as the external world. And I just briefly touched on that, but that means our inner appetites as well as the physical outside, the sensual bodily appetites, we're able to bring to mortify the deeds of the body and walk in the Spirit. Praise God. Well, my time is just flying away, and we're going to continue this, Lord willing, and conclude on tomorrow's broadcast. I hope you can be with us for the continuation. If at any time you miss a broadcast, you'd like to rehear one or go to the archives, just go to our website, unveilchrist.org, and you can click on the broadcast and listen to them that are archived there. And also, if you have smartphones, all these new technical devices, our website has been updated, so you can conveniently listen on your smartphone. Praise God. So thank you so much for joining me. I invite you to write. The announcer will give you our contact information. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh, yeah.